Hi, and welcome to the Summer Solstice Meditation, the celebration of the longest day on Earth. First, find a comfortable position, maybe lying beneath an open window where the evening air drifts softly across your skin. Maybe wrapped in blankets with a candle glowing nearby like a tiny sun. And allow your eyes to close. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and gently exhale through your mouth. And again, breathing in light and breathing out the weight of the day. Feel the ground beneath you, steady, ancient, holding you completely. Tonight we honor the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, the peak of the sun's power, a sacred turning point between expansion and surrender. A moment to pause and notice what has bloomed within you. Let your breath soften. Imagine yourself walking along a narrow path through a golden summer field. Tall grasses sway gently in the warm evening breeze. Wildflowers brush softly against your fingertips as you walk. The sky above you glows with shades of amber, honey, and rose gold. Everything feels drenched in sunlight. And in the distance, you hear the crackling of fire. You continue walking, slowly, peacefully, until you arrive at a clearing in the center of a field. And there, a great solstice fire burns brightly beneath the darkening sky. The flames dances upward in spirals of gold and copper, alive, wild and sacred. You move closer and sit beside the fire. Feel its warmth touching your skin, its light illuminating your face. Because this fire carries the energy of the sun itself. Life force, creation, passion, joy. And as you gaze into the flames, the fire begins to show you memories from the past months. Moments you survived, and moments you grew, moments you softened. Perhaps you see challenges you move through, conversations that change you, dreams you dare to begin, or wounds you slowly learn to hold with tenderness. Allow these images to rise naturally. The fire whispered slowly, "Look how far you have come." Breathe those words into your heart. And perhaps you also notice the things that have not yet fully bloomed. The dreams still resting quietly beneath the surface. The unanswered questions. The seeds still waiting for their season. That too is sacred. The summer solstice does not ask you to be finished. It only asks you to be present. Above you, the first stars begin appearing in the deepening blue sky. And then, from the edge of the fields, someone approaches. An old woman cloaked in sunlight and herbs. Her silver hair glows softly in the firelight. Her eyes carry the wisdom of countless seasons. She walks towards you slowly and sits beside you at the fire. In her hand, she carries a golden bowl filled with water, flower petals, lavender, camel, and Jinshan's words. She looks at you with deep kindness. Not because of what you have achieved. Not because you became perfect. But because you are here, alive, becoming. She holds the bowl towards you and asks softly, "What would you like to receive from this season?" And allow the answer to rise naturally. Maybe it's peace or courage. Maybe it is trust, softness, or joy. Maybe the feeling of finally coming home to yourself. The woman dips her fingers into the water and gently touches the center of your forehead. The moment she does, a warm golden light begins flowing through your entire body, through your mind, your throat, your heart, your belly, your legs, all the way into the soles of your feet, as though the sun itself has awakened inside you. Feel this light moving through every hidden corner within you, not forcing or demanding, only illuminating. And stay with this feeling for a few moments. And now the fire invites you to release something. Something heavy. Something old. Something you no longer need to carry into the next season. Perhaps pressure or fear. Self-doubt, exhaustion, or old expectations. See yourself placing it gently into the flames and watch the fire receive it completely. No struggle or resistance, only transformation. Take a slow, deep breath in and exhale fully. The night grows softer around you now. The fire burns lower, and the stars above you shine brighter. And deep within yourself, you begin to remember. Light is not the absence of darkness, Light is a trust that the sun always returns, even within you. And feel those words settle gently into your body. The old woman slowly rises. Before leaving, she places one hand softly on your shoulder. And she says, "The earth never rushes, and still, everything blooms in its own perfect time." And then she disappears quietly into the field of flowers, dissolving into moonlight and summer wind. And you remain beside the fire for a few final moments. Notice your breath again. The surface beneath your body and the rhythm of your heart. And perhaps choose one intention to carry with you through this season. One word, one feeling, one quiet truth. Hold it gently within you. Now the field slowly begins to fade. The fire softens into glowing embers. The stars dissolve into darkness. And very slowly, you begin returning to the present moment. Back to your body. Back to the room. Back to yourself. Begin moving your fingers and toes softly. Maybe stretch your body gently. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes. The solstice is not only in the sky. It also lives within you.